Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Reef, you know what?
They hate it on me.
Damn right they hate it.
They hate it on me.
They didn't want me to make it this far, baby. DJ Sus 1. Money Mac. Sus 1. The feature presentation. I'm the one. Let's go.
Fight weekend, you know what I'm saying?
is going down, Mayweather versus Pacquiao, Saturday, this Saturday, May 2nd, only at the MGM Grand down the street, you know what I'm saying, in Vegas. Shout out to all the out-of-town people that's flying in. Shout out to all the people that's living here that's expecting a good fight. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Who y'all think? Who going to win? I already know. I already picked my prediction. I already got Money May winning. You know what I'm saying? And just because I've been down there and I've seen what he's been doing. So, you know what I'm saying? He automatically got my support. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going on. But it's official work finna get in. They both finna get some money. I need my cut. But it's going down, y'all. I just want to know, like, who y'all picking. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can type it up, call in. You know what I'm saying? Discuss it. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down, y'all. So we finna see what's popping. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be reading some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Also, spending some music. You know what I'm saying? Talking about other upcoming fights that everybody pretty much going to be participating in. And, shoot, that's about it. But before I get going, I want to say a big happy birthday. Rest in peace, you know what I'm saying, my big cuz, James Taylor. You know what I'm saying? It's been a year since he's been gone, so I'm just giving him a big shout-out. Shout-out to my big bro, E. White, you know what I'm saying? Eric White, he just hit 55. Man, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to him. You know what I'm saying, everybody else that's having a birthday. Shout out to everybody that's been following me, you know, all kind of stuff. So it's going down, you know what I'm saying. And it's official, you know, it's official. So we're going to be good, y'all. Money Team going to be good, y'all, you heard? We're going to be good, you know what I'm saying. But it's going to be real interesting how pans out, you know what I'm saying. So we will see, you know what I'm saying. Styles make fights, but let's see what happens, you know what I'm saying. I'm finna spend some more joints, you know what I'm saying, and call in if you can. If not, just be nosy and listen like normal people, or just hit me in the chat box. It's all good, you know what I'm saying. So we're gonna spend something.
I'm who they wanna see. Mayweather and Pacquiao, look at me now. I'm cutting track and smoking like a black and mild. Never see me backing down. Jurassic Park, ass around. Who the king? Why the throne? Shooting at the king. I'm who they wanna see. Mayweather and Pacquiao, look at me now. I'm cutting track and smoking like a black and mild. Never see me backing down. Jurassic Park, ass around. Who the king? Why the throne? Shooting at the cap and gown. In the club, I'm in. I'm performing till my chain break. Tylenol's in the booth, rapping till my brain ache. In the coupe, praising who asking like my classmate. LOL, estimate. Haters got the sad face.
Last night I had a dream. I lay for a couple meal. In the morning when I woke up, got me bag full of bills. Grab my pistol, call my lawyer. My attorney said, chill. He asked me what the business. I said, it how I live. All I see is money, money. All I see is bills. All I see is money, money. All I see is bills. All I see is money, money. All I see is bills. He asked me
DJ
what
Cash.
I said, it how I live.
I live, this ain't no gain to me. I'm who you portraying to be. Train to go, no training me. Low down, dirty, shaming me. Nigga, ain't no changing me. Pussy nigga framing me. Cut, copy, and paste. You'll never be the same as me. Take no cut, your ass, I'm smashed 200 on a day. Hit the gas, I ain't crashing. Skin, I'm tatted, rock, finny, rock, ballast to the rims, all the rip, rhyme, race car rallies. I go anywhere I wanna go. Ride my jewels everywhere from Rex Road to the
club. Last night I had a dream. I lay for a couple meal. In the morning when I woke up, got me bag full of bills. Grab my pistol, call my lawyer. My attorney said, chill. He asked me what the business. I say that how I live. All I see is money, money. All I see is bills. All I see is money, money. All I see is bills. All I see is money, money. All I see is bills.
Trapaholic.
Rappers put me on a feature. Entree, I eat ya. Slice you like a pizza. Cut the check, swipe the visa. Your wife, she a lead. Same night, piping your diva. Scrapes like a zebra in the hood, block illegal. Bands on with no scrap, with no film. Real nigga, my young goons on the way home. beef they been waiting on. You weak as fuck, you pussy nigga. White sheets for you lay on. Bible you can pray on, but lock your doors and stay home.
That night I had a dream. I lay for a couple meal. In the morning when I woke up, got me bad full of bills. Grab my pistol, call my lawyer, my attorney said chill. He asked me what the business. I say that how I live. All I see is money, money. All I see is
Slim Duncan, you know what I'm saying? Miss Slim Duncan wanted to see it. You know what I'm saying? This was like years ago. You know what I'm saying? For those that's listening, we tuning in, you know what I'm saying, and talk about this Mayweather versus Pacquiao fight, you know what I'm saying, the fight of the century, all the hype, you know what I'm saying? So it's going down. It's going down, finally. I ain't got my ticket to this fight, you know what I'm saying? So... I didn't get my ticket, you know what I'm saying? My check came late, I guess, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good, it's all good, it's all good. But it's going down. Dougie French is actually at the Arrivals. It's a party going on. Vegas is off the hook. If you ain't out here, you need to get out here. It's going to be like a Mardi Gras, Juneteenth, you know what I'm saying? So it's going down. But I wanted to read something. I was reading on Ring TV. Came across some stuff that Pacquiao actually said. As you go to Ring TV, shout out to RingTV.com anyway. They hook me up all the time. But as you go to Ring TV, and it's called The Best I Face Manny Pacquiao. So he talks about all the fighters he faced over the years. And so I'm just going to run down. Best jab, he said Oscar De La Hoya. His jab is a tactical weapon. It can set up a punch or act as a weapon. Best puncher, Miguel Cotto. He said, I still can feel some of those punches he threw at me. Staying on the ropes is not the best place to be when you're fighting him. He's also accurate and incredible. Fastest hand, Lev Weber, something like that. His hands were blazing. I guess he was fast. Fastest feet, De La Hoya. He moved so quick and effortlessly. He is a complete athlete. Smartest, Cotto. It was hard to bait him. He has seen it all. I really had to out-hustle him. He made me work. Best chin, Antonio Margarito. That fight was a war. It was brutal. I threw everything at him. And he not only took it, but came back up for more. Incredible. Strongest, Margarito. Big and strong. Is an understatement. His body shots hurt me several times throughout our fight. Best defense, Joshua Calati. And not for good reason, at least for the fans. Best skill set, Juan Manuel Marquez. He is the only fighter who really could figure me out and anticipate my moves. He's a brilliant counterpuncher and a tremendous warrior. He said, best overall, he said several. I cannot say one. He said De La Hoya, Cotto, Antonio, Barrera, Marquez, Morales, all had tremendous skills. They command respect because they were all multidimensional. I had to be on my toes and give them 100% concentration because they were so dangerous in the ring. Now, I got to go back to best skill set. Okay. Now, he didn't fought Marquez, what, 3, 5, 4 times? Okay, Marquez, shout out to Marquez. Marquez is a slow fighter, but he's a legit counterpuncher. And so Pacquiao being fast, probably even a little bit more stronger. And so that's something that the slower fighter had his number. The slower fighter actually had his number, which is like amazing. Because when Mayweather fought him, for those that watched that fight, you can go on YouTube and watch it. Mayweather fought him how you're supposed to fight a counterpuncher or a person that gets knocked down or a person that's hurt. You're supposed to take your time with them. You ain't supposed to press that gas because that is Marquez's strength. You see what happened to Pacquiao, right? But that's kind of amazing he actually said that. But that's amazing, you know. So that's cool, you know what I'm saying. But I didn't know that Pacquiao was that little when him and Mayweather was face-to-face. I did not know he was that little. And so height, will height be a problem? Kind of. But I know his reach will, because I know Mayweather likes to, you know what I'm saying, move around. So we'll see what it is, but I'm getting a call from 414. Yo, what's happening?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, man? This is Luck.
Oh, what up, Lucky? What's happening?
All right, all right.
So who you got, bro?
To me, it's a real tough one, but I think I'm going to have to go with the money team.
The money team?
Yep, I think Mayweather's going to pull it off by decision.
Wow. That's funny because I actually broke something down. I don't know if you caught it. But Pacquiao said Marquez was the only guy that actually, you know what I'm saying, to get him down pat, to actually time him and actually get his number. And I find that amazing, being that Marquez is a slower fighter.
Indeed.
So,
yeah,
with that being said, that lets me know a lot, like, this fight can really, Pacquiao really, I hate to say this, but he really don't have a chance if he's referring to Marquez in that manner.
True. I can see that. I think there's an X factor here, though.
Okay.
I think the X factor is that Marquez definitely was able to get his timing down. I think Mayweather is different. I think Mayweather can also get the timing down as well.
Right.
But I think
right.
that Pacquiao may come with a little bit more of a motivation and a different level of effort fighting Mayweather because of the magnitude of the fight. And I think that sometimes when you have a certain level of motivation, your body will respond in ways that you didn't even know it could.
Right. Exactly.
I think that could be the difference maker in the fight. I mean, at the same time, Mayweather also has a certain level of motivation for this fight, because at the end of the day, he has a chance to not only win the fight but to make history. So Mayweather may also he may be motivated, and his body may respond in a way that we've never seen it respond as well, which could culminate in an early stoppage. A lot of people don't think that Mayweather has the ability to match Pacquiao with the same power, and people may be surprised that he's able to when the fight actually happens because he's that motivated.
Right. So I at least say, like, I was talking to my boxing crew last night, you know what I'm saying? And they basically, like, they don't know what's going to happen, because we really don't know how each fighter is preparing. Because we know that Pacquiao kind of, like, comes one way, but Mayweather can make adjustments and just, all right, put it like this. When he fought Canelo Alvarez, Mayweather was actually stalking him in the first round, which is something that we really haven't seen in a long time. So, man, it's crazy. I never been as kind of stuck like this, but it's crazy. But
that's because the fighters complement each other very well. Their styles complement each other's fighting style very well, as far as the competition level goes and the skill level goes. In my opinion, I know that, you know, Mayweather and Pacquiao, they both kind of try to discredit each other's skills. I've heard Pacquiao say that he'll easily break the shoulder roll defense. I've heard Mayweather say that Pacquiao is very reckless. But deep in my heart, I know that they both have a great respect for each other's skills. I think they both know that each fighter is very talented, or else it wouldn't be the biggest fight of the century.
Right. But honestly, if Pacquiao wants to win, he got to take a risk.
He has to take a risk, and he has to be a very dominant fighter, in my opinion, because when you're challenging a champion who's undefeated, there is no way to squeak by and to barely beat the champion. You have to literally beat the champion in order to be the champion.
Right, exactly.
So he's gonna have to take those risks.
Yeah, you gotta literally destroy dude. Like for instance, you go back to the Shane Mosley in the first De La Hoya fight. You see how Shane Mosley came out. He came out swinging. He came out trying to knock his head off, and De La Hoya had to. He had to fight, even though I think De La Hoya edged it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was a dope fight. But we'll see, though. I mean, Pacquiao got 5 losses going on 6. So, I mean, you never know what can happen, man. But,
you don't know what's going to happen, though. Because, I mean, it's like Pacquiao has 5 losses. And in all honesty, one of those losses should not have been a loss. The Tim Bradley loss was a robbery.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Tim Bradley,
that's just my opinion on that. I mean, even Big Floyd said that. Floyd Sr. said, hey, man, I don't know what Judge Ross saw.
It was clear as daylight what that was. that was one of the biggest robberies. But one thing I don't know who the judges are, but I know my man Kenny Bayless is reffing. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be the 3rd guy in the ring. And so we should have a clean fight. Not no dirty fight. So it's going to be pretty cool, though. It's going to be pretty cool. But shout out to everybody that's coming out here. It's already been crazy. So it's going to be a phenomenal time, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to be safe, but I got to go with Mayweather. I'm getting texts and emails right now saying I got a call from 409. Let me see what's popping. 409, what's happening?
Yo, what's going on?
Yo, what's popping?
Shoot, man, I just wanted to talk about this fight, man.
All right, who you picking between Floyd and Pacquiao?
I've been picking Mayweather since 9-6, so I ain't never chose against him, never feared it. It's nothing.
Right.
It's the same thing.
So
that's
just
my opinion.
So you think Pacquiao is going to bring a threat, or is he going to be – or you think Mayweather is going to just dominate, just destroy him out the gate?
I mean – to predict that anybody can dominate a boxing match, you haven't been watching boxing. You know, anybody can do anything in a square circle. You know, you can go out with the biggest guy against the shortest dude. How many fights did Muhammad Ali where he totally dominated somebody, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of like, it's one of those things where you got to kind of check yourself and say, well, yeah, I want the domination. I want the knockout. But what's most likely going to happen is impressive boxing exhibition. That's really it, you know? I mean, but in my heart of mind, I say Pacquiao gets tired by round 6th, 7th, gets frustrated because he's now having to lunge to get his left hand off. Mayweather sharp body shots.
Right.
And maybe the 10th round, maybe you see a knockdown, and then Mayweather will coast 11 and 12. That's kind of what I see going on.
Wow.
But like I said, you can't really say. I honestly believe Pacquiao has a lot of leg issues, like leg cramps, shin splints. You know, people forget that, you know, he was sitting on against Mosley. They had to stretch his legs out, give him massages during a fight, which usually drains your energy. massage his legs because he was cramping up. How many times did you see in the Bradley fight where he was taking off 2 minutes in the round? You know, against Algeri, he got tired from actually chasing the kid down. He really should have knocked the kid out. I mean, he was hitting them 1-2 shots because the kid was out of position, and because he was really not a boxer. He had the legs of a caterpillar, you know. So I mean, he's not gonna, Algeri is not gonna have his legs in perfect position every time. So yeah, when he has 6 knockdowns in a fight, I don't see that as an accomplishment because the guy doesn't have a 15-year, 16, 20-year balance.
Right, exactly.
You know,
I mean, he was a kickboxer. You know what I'm saying? So,
and that's totally different foot position.
Right.
You know,
so,
a UFC boxer has a different foot position than a kickboxer. You know, everybody has their own stance. But when you're in a boxing ring, you put your heel toe on the mat. And all that high kicking that Algeri was doing is good because it helps him get away from punches. It helps him slip punches that might be visible, but when you're facing somebody like Manny, it's going to get you hit 1 or 2 times and get you knocked on your butt. But he got up every single time. And I just don't see this fight as being close. I mean, I just don't. That's just my opinion. I've been watching Floyd since 96. It just don't. I don't see anything that Manny had. If there was a chance, if there was an opportunity that Manny had, I don't see. What are you going to compare it to? Who's the fighter that would give him the most chance? I say Diego Chavez. Diego Chavez had the perfect game plan.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
He had the perfect game plan. He 100 punches, hooks up in his gut. Maidana did the same thing, hooks up in the gut, but he fought dirtier. Diego Chavez fought to where he didn't have to hold the back of the head. Manny Pacquiao is not Chavez. He is not. In fact, if he was more closer to any fighter, he would be closer to Hatton just because of the way that he bends down and comes up with the straights. But Manny is not an inside fighter.
Right, exactly, and that's what I was saying, because Floyd has the, you know, so he has the better reach, and he's a bigger guy. And Floyd is, his defense is, we already know how his defense is. So Manny is actually going to have to work. He's actually going to have to work.
I mean, when we say work, we're not talking about, he's going to actually have to do a zigzag, duck under, 1-2-3, slide to the left, hit 1-2, and then somehow get out of that for 10 rounds, 12 rounds straight. And Manny has not shown in any of his fights other than Margarito, which I give him his props on that. He whipped that dude butt, and but Margarito is, first of all, he's not a skilled, slick fighter. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I give him props for what he did, but at the same time, when you talk about whether he – like I said, you have to look at the history of the fighters. Manny, like people always say, Manny has never fought somebody like Floyd, and Floyd has never fought anything like Manny. And I said, look, Floyd has fought everybody similar to Manny. You know, Manny is definitely one of those one-of-a-kind athletes, but he's fought the faster hands than Sean Bay Mitchell, who had the best legs in the business, the southpaw.
Right.
He's fought the heavy-handed fighters. He's fought the counterpunchers, the zombie style. You know, Manny has really fought 3 different Mexican styles. That's really it.
Right, exactly.
And then if you add Tim, and if you add in Tim Bradley, which is, I would give him props because of Tim Bradley's athleticism, but Tim Bradley is not sharp. You have to be sharp. You know, I'm talking about, you know, when you throw that right, he comes over with a clean, straight right hand, you know, straight to the temple. Tim Bradley doesn't do that. He hooks everything and outworks you. And that's, like I said, there's nothing that, in my opinion, I don't see no challenge. I just don't see no challenge. But like I said, you can go in a ring, everything changes.
Right, exactly. Hey, look, do you agree? Look.
Hello?
Lucky.
that I can't say that I agree or disagree. I'm gonna say that there were some points that I agree with and some points that I don't agree with.
I probably ranted, so I'm sorry about that.
I just think that when my biggest point of reference is two things. One, what I see on tape, and two, what other fighters have described the experience and what it's like when you're in a ring with the person. Because one thing I do know, just from my own amateur experience with boxing, is simply this. It looks easy, but when you get in that ring, it's a whole nother ball game.
Exactly.
You know, think change, man. I mean, it really honestly looks easy till you get in there. And it's even been like that with athletes from other sports who have tried to take up boxing for various reasons, whether it's conditioning or simply to learn the sport. They get in there, and I mean, I've seen football players, basketball players get in that ring, and they get tired. The condition
right.
is a whole level of conditioning, and it's going to require some out of you that you got to have in you already. And the reason why I bring all that up is because I was looking at an article from De La Hoya. And De La Hoya has been in the ring with both of them. And this was, in the L.A. Times. And what he said was this. He said, you know, my experience of fighting both of those guys and who he would take, he said that if you're looking at strength and raw ability, he said, and talent, you go with Pacquiao. He said, but if you're looking for experience and knowledge, you're going to go with Mayweather. And what that summed up to me was simply this here. It goes back to when I was a kid, and they say knowledge is power.
Right.
When I look at what makes it happen, he's a genius when it comes to boxing. He understands this to a science, man. He understands it to a science that it's almost like trying to crack the Da Vinci Code, trying to beat this guy. So what Oscar De La Hoya said was this. He said Mayweather simply beats guys by outsmarting the guys. And he said Pacquiao beats the guys, he said, because what Pacquiao is doing, he said, when you're in a ring with this guy, he said, it seems like he's like a fly that won't go away. He said,
right.
The guy throws so many punches at you, he said, you literally have to say to yourself, man, when's this guy going to stop punching me? He said, it seems like the guy threw over 1,000 punches at him. Each round is what he said it felt like almost. And I'm like, wow. I mean, that's a heavy workplace.
But the question that I want to ask both you guys is like, which Floyd going to show up? Is Pretty Boy Floyd going to show up? Or
well,
I thought that was against Madonna.
Can I respond to that?
Go ahead.
It really, in my opinion, doesn't matter. I really believe that the deficiencies as far as sharp punching versus athleticism is a mismatch in this case because, yes, knowledge is power, but if this was a 20-year-old versus a 25-year-old, it would be different. We're talking two 38-year-olds against each other. They have the exact same 20-year knowledge of boxing. So we're not talking about whether the talent is going to win. We're talking about whether the ability at this point is going to win. And I believe that it doesn't matter whether you get if you get the Floyd and Arturo Gatti, of course he's going to get his ass whooped. If you get the Floyd that was in Maidana, I'm sorry for cursing, but if you get the Floyd in Maidana, that still is a way better fighter. Maidana threw 1,200 punches. And when was the last time, like I said, Bradley, he only threw 500 20-something punches in his first fight. You know, the second fight was maybe, 700? But we're not talking about 1,000 punches nonstop like De La Hoya. We're talking about a black athlete versus Manny Pacquiao who slips, dodges, and he's not throwing as much and he's not connecting as much. And it just
exactly.
doesn't matter. The level of talent is just not at the same... It, And I like the homeboy say, you know, it's easier than it looks. It really is. I really, you know, I can philosophize all day about this, but, you know, I've been in that ring and I tried to do my thing, and I consider myself a good basketball player, but, you know, once I got in that ring, I became the stiffest guy I've ever seen, you know? So it's like I respect what he's saying, you know, it looks easier, but from what I've known of watching more fights of Floyd and then watching, like, more fights of Pacquiao probably past Cotto, I just don't see it. I can't, because Tim Bradley to me was just the point of reference. Like, look, how does he handle a black athlete? He just can't handle it. And people forget that he's, you know, that point. And I don't want to keep rambling on, so go ahead.
Yeah. So y'all saying by Floyd wins by a split decision or unanimous or KO?
I hope KO.
For me, I have to say decision. I'll be honest with you. Even as little as Pacquiao is, I've seen Pacquiao in many different fights, man. And one thing I have to give him credit on, with the exception of the Marquez knockout, because to me that really had nothing to do with his chin. He really ran directly into the punch. I mean, it don't matter how strong your chin was. If you run into a punch like that, you probably gonna get knocked out no matter who you are. But because he literally ate the punch, is what I saw. But I think that Pacquiao has a very, very good chin. And I watched that with him and Miguel Cotto, because, you know, Cotto has very good punching power. And I was watching him go to war with Cotto. I mean, regardless if Cotto, you know what I'm saying, lost that fight and had to bounce back and, you know, choose a different trainer or whatnot, it didn't take away his punching power. I mean, his punching power always remained. And I just saw Pacquiao actually able to handle that punching power from him and from Shane Mosley. Shane Mosley was a puncher as well. So I just think that I don't think that a knockout is going to happen. I just can't see
it. I don't know.
And
I
agree with that too. With that too.
But Floyd, actually, he hitting that pad. Like I told you yesterday, look, Floyd, when I went down there, my man is hitting that pad, like, that whole, he hitting everything with power, dude. I'm like, wow. This ain't that same Floyd, man. He's somewhere else, man. He out of space with it now. So, ain't no telling what can happen, though, but I'm just ready for it to go. I'm just ready. I wish it was tomorrow, honestly, though, but I
can I add one more thing?
Go ahead.
I don't want to take over the show. I just, you know, I'm it's 5:00. I'm ready to, I'm ready for this fight, you know. But
right.
Like homeboy was saying about Shane Mosley and the Cotos, and I was telling people, you know, that's two different. Like I said, he really hasn't. Like, if you really watch the Shane Mosley, once Shane Mosley kind of kept that space, it was hard. He doesn't like, Pacquiao, to me, in my opinion, does not like to think in a ring. He likes the instincts, the fire. And when you don't get that fire, he gets frustrated. His frustration almost takes over, because then you notice he'll get a body shot and he'll complain to the ref. He'll look over to the left. Hey, ref, he's hitting me low. And it's, I just don't, you know, I don't see this, you know, I kind of don't see him getting the favoritism. I just don't see the overall package that he brings is as dangerous as a Canelo. You know, that's just my opinion. I fear Canelo more than anything else because of what the tools that he brought. Pacquiao doesn't bring any tools to me. He brings a lot of little nice tools. He brings 1,000 knives. That's what I'll say. That he brings 1,000 knives.
we just got to see. I hope they bring the best out of each other, though. Honestly, I really do. But I gotta go with Floyd, though. Off top, I have to. He get caught. We don't know, but
I will be going with Floyd based on the fact that I will be betting on the fight. I bet with smart money. I go with the track record. I mean, I would go with that. But my main concern, as I've told you before, for me is this. I told you Floyd's greatest strength is his greatest weakness, and I really honestly mean that. I watched that when he went into the ring with Sugar Shane Mosley. Man, Roger had to pull him, tell him that when he went back to his corner after he caught that shot and told him, look, now go in there and box his ass. Basically what he told him was this here, quit playing and go in there and box him. We ain't got time for no ego, no showboat, no none of that. You got to go in here and win this here. Floyd adjusted like he should have and went in there and boxed him from that point. But Floyd cannot be going in there trying to test that chin against Pacquiao. If he does that, if he goes in there with any kind of ego where you're going to showboat and do this here, I'm telling you, that fight is going to be at risk.
Yeah, I totally agree.
As long as Floyd stays focused and goes to win, I believe Floyd is okay. I believe it's guaranteed. But it's just the way I see it, man. I mean, don't get me wrong, Floyd needs his confidence to be at the level it is in order for him to remain in his position. I just don't want it to go a little bit over the top to where he exposes himself in any kind of way and Manny Pacquiao is able to capitalize off that. I don't want because, you know, you hear a lot, he's going to pick him apart easily. It's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. Well, I don't want Floyd to think by the eighth or ninth round that it's been so easy, I done won every round, that it's all good, and I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to show y'all I got a chin. I could take this. He don't hit her and open it up. And then basically you got Pacquiao playing possum on him.
Right.
Making him think, I don't hit that hard. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't hit that hard. You know, Mayweather opened up, exposed himself a little bit, saying, see, I took all these punches and let him get one in. And then Pacquiao said, no, I was saving my power punch for last. Mm-hmm. Basically, take me serious the whole fight. Don't play with me.
Even though you have first advantages,
win the fight, please. And not only I want to win the fight for that reason, I want Floyd to win my money.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Go ahead, man.
Sure.
Hey, I was talking to somebody, and somebody was telling me that, you know, because Cotto had a good left hook, that when he sidestepped Mayweather, it landed flush. And I said, well, Manny's not going to do that. He will square up. But I kept on listening to Freddie Rose talk about this plan, and I'm like, could you see Manny switching for momentarily to orthodox?
Yeah, I can see him doing that.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that for a number of different reasons. Because the truth of the matter is this. Floyd didn't see Manny Pacquiao on tape. Big Floyd didn't saw him on tape. Roger didn't saw him on tape. They even didn't see him in person. Actually, the first time I even saw Pacquiao in person, I saw him and Floyd was there. It was when he fought Haddon at the MGM Grand, and he knocked him out in the second round. Floyd actually came to that fight, and that's when he unretired. I believe that they've seen that. He's seen him on tape, but at the same time, Freddie Roach then saw Mayweather on tape, and he's thinking, oh, he's just going to be defensive. He's going to do this. He's going to do that there. And every time I hear Freddie Roach talk, he talks about breaking that defense. Well, you know, you got to understand at the same time, Floyd didn't win those fights by defense because you don't win fights by defense alone. You have to still knock somebody out. Floyd has knockouts on his record. That wasn't by defense. You don't knock him out by defense. You knock him out with offense.
Right. Protect him at all times.
Yeah, I mean, so I see that happening. I see that, you know, basically, you know, they're going to come out with something they wasn't prepared for. Floyd is, like you said, he's very talented. He can adjust.
Quick.
And like I said, me and my friend, we were talking about that, and we were like the way that he was explaining it to me, and that's why I said earlier about a zig and a zag, was that Manny does do a little Like, he gets low, and he will kind of, like, do, like, a triple step, like, you know, do a triple, you know, how you do the couch.